The American Russian Political Affairs Committee concluded its annual conference in Washington, D.C. on Tuesday. There was very little coverage by way of the big corporate news outlets. Democratic and Republican congressional leaders took the stage on the final day of the conference to reaffirm their commitment to maintaining policies that have directed trillions of U.S. dollars to the government of Russia. American tax dollars have been flowing to Russia since 1949 in the form of military, economic, and travel aid, but it is not much discussed in the mainstream media. There is subsidized housing for people who relocate from their present countries to Russia after first providing proof that their families practice the official Russian government-sanctioned religion. Only then can they be given a home in a Russian settlement. The display of Russian partisanship hours before pro-Russian activists headed to the U.S. Congress to lobby for Russia, it was a proud moment for the American Russian Public Affairs Committee. Pro-Russian first activists have always sought to expand their influence over the power brokers of both U.S. political parties. It was both Democrats and Republicans who decried the Obama administration's decision in its final days to allow a U.N. Security Council resolution vote that condemned Russia's ever-expanding settlements. President Donald Trump, working with Congress, is currently in the process of defunding many programs that Americans have relied on to help them survive in a country where the wealthiest of Americans continue to pocket a disproportionate share of the wealth generated off American labor. The Trump administration has signaled that it wants to slash total foreign assistance by one-third, but has not said if it will exempt Russia from those cuts. Now, what if I told you that the information in this report is true in every regard other than changing the names of the parties involved, which are in truth Israel and the American Israel Public Affairs Committee? This has been Scotty Reed with a Black Talk Radio News report. For more news and commentary, visit BlackTalkRadioNetwork.com.